Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. The baseball playoffs are underway. Red October, 4 o'clock on Saturday at Citizens Bank Park. Well, it's a lot of Phillies today as we start looking forward to potentially the Mets coming here to Philadelphia. We'll get to that. A lot on the Eagles as well. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen, y'all going to stop trying to normalize. What's that? Candy corn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all going to stop trying to normalize.
Well, this is the wrong month to go against candy corn.
No,
this is
it's like, the right month.
Okay.
Because it's funny that you say that, because all of a sudden my algorithm is showing me all this designer candy corn. Candy corn is still nasty.
Designer candy corn?
Well, they have like different flavors and stuff like like to do now. And people are trying to ramp up candy corn season and say how good it is. Candy corn is not good, man. Like that is the that's a waste of sugar. Like seriously, stop making candy corn. Nobody likes it.
Somebody must like it.
I don't know. It's one of those things. It's kind of like fruitcake. Does anybody eat fruitcake?
I don't think so. That's over.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's the same thing, but they have fruitcake. Like, it's the same thing to me. Just because it's Halloween don't mean you need to try to force us to eat candy corn.
All right. I promise I will not bring any candy corn in here. You sold me on that.
I won't do that.
All right. 215-592-9494. Seth's going to join us at 11. Elliot later in the show. Lots to discuss. We also got an apology from an Eagle we talked a lot about yesterday.
Yes.
I don't know what it was, but we'll get to that. But here we start off this morning with the quarterback, because we've reached an interesting point here in the season at the bye through four games. And not just in this season, but in the career of Jalen Hurts, who has been, you know, obviously a good Eagles quarterback and a good draft pick and a guy they paid and a guy that he took the Eagles to the Super Bowl. But he does not look right now like that guy. He does not look like that guy. You said it yesterday. I agree with you. He looks close to or is an average quarterback at this point. And as a guy that was at one point a very big Jalen Hurts supporter, and I wanted him on the field, and I wanted him to play, and I wanted them to keep him, and I wanted him to be the starting quarterback, and forget all these veteran guys that are over the hill. As we sit here now, I'm not talking about how I felt 2 years ago, because, you know, much like when Darius Slay tweets out his stats from 3 years ago, I don't care. Much like how you may have felt about Jalen Hurts 2 years ago, it doesn't matter. It's about now. And Hugh, right now, I am legitimately concerned about Jalen Hurts. Like, on the record, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about where his career is going. I'm concerned about where this season is going. And obviously, with that, where the Eagles' future is going, because he's so connected by being their starting quarterback and how much money they gave him. They're on the hook for a lot next year. He's probably going to be here. Hugh, I'm concerned because I see a player right now that doesn't do much super well. Right? Like, he turns the ball over too much. He seems to be a little bit slow or in slow motion going through his reads and getting the ball out as fast as it has to be. He doesn't run quite as well as he used to, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like we have, like you watch Lamar run, you watch Jaden Daniels run. They're making dynamic running plays. We don't really have that at the quarterback position. So I'm looking at him. I'm trying to figure out what he does super well. I don't see it. They have a team around him right now that has a lot of issues. And I'm just concerned that we're going the wrong direction with the quarterback that a few years ago looked like one of the top five guys in the league. I'm on the record now on today. What is today? October 2nd, 2024. I am officially concerned about Jalen Hurts. Hugh, where are you on the quarterback?
I think that's fair. Let me say that first. I think that's fair. And what I'm about to say, it's not zero sum. It's not the end of the world. But I think right now there is cause for concern, because we're all focused on what Coach Sirianni's doing or what he isn't doing, because right now he's the one that's fresh on our mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that has taken a lot of the heat over the last couple of months. I'm going to even go back to last year when some of the things that he said made it feel like he was incompetent. I don't think that's the whole case. Now, he's not all to blame. I think you have to give Jalen Hurts some of that blame. And I can't put my finger on this. And I'll say it again for those people that don't like to listen to what's being said. This is not the end of the world for Jalen. I think he can get better. But right now, there's a disconnect between where Jalen is and where this team needs to be. And I think it can be fixed. I'm going to remain positive on this. I think it can be fixed. But we have to be honest about where we are. Sometimes, especially bad analogy time, in relationships. If you're trying to date, just use dating as an example. Mm-hmm. And every time something happens and for whatever reason it doesn't work out. Say you try to date 5 or 6 times and all 5 or 6 times it doesn't work out. At some point, you got to start looking at yourself.
Look in the mirror. Yeah.
You have to look at yourself and wonder if maybe it's you. And I think that's fair. A lot of people, when we watch football and we think we see what we see, listen, people, we don't know as much as we think we do. Even I don't, because I'm not in the locker room. I don't know what's going on. But you have to start looking at things a little differently. And the thing that I see is this. Common denominators in situations like this, Joe. We're 4 games in. I think they're going to be better. I'm going to say that because I said it yesterday. I think they're going to be better. But right now, the common denominator is Jalen and the coach. Everything else has changed. But the common denominator right now is Jalen and the coach. And I think if you're being honest with yourself, you have to look at both of them and say, okay, who's doing what? And where is the disconnect? So that's where I am with it. Yes, to answer your question in a long talking way, yes.
A long talking to start us off. 215-592-9494. Here are some numbers for Jalen Hurts through the first 4 games. And we got 4 weeks in, right? Everyone's played 4 weeks. The Monday night games are in the books, so the stats are all out there. Through 4 games this season, Jalen Hurts, here are his rankings in the NFL. Yards per attempt, 22nd. Completion percentage, 16th. Passer rating, 21st. Sacks taken. So you want to be towards the bottom of this. He's unfortunately towards the top. He's taken the 6th most sacks in the NFL. Turnover-worthy plays. I don't have to tell you. You've seen it with your eyes. He's first. He has the most turnover-worthy plays in the NFL. This is all real. And, you know, I know we joked last year and we did a little Wentz watch. I'm telling you, this reminds me of where I was with Wentz 2019. Now, Wentz never recovered. He went in the tank. He got worse and worse and worse. Jalen doesn't have to. Jalen can fix this. They can fix this. This can go back on the train. But I'm seeing troublesome signs here from a quarterback who's not as good as he was a couple years ago. 215-592-9494. And my biggest theory on this, and I know a lot of people have different theories. Is it the coaching? Is it the scheme changes? All this kind of stuff. Is it that he got paid, right? He's trying to justify his contract. Part of my thinking on this is he knows he's not as great of an athlete as he used to be, and it's changed how he plays the position. Let me quickly give you an example. Hugh, when I watched him in 2021 and 2022, he didn't put the ball in harm's way. He didn't throw interceptions. He didn't get strip sacked. And my theory is because if it wasn't there right away, Hugh, if he didn't see it right away, he took off and he ran. And he got 7, 8, 9, 10 yards, first down Eagles, and then we're happy, right? And then we go to the next play. Now, I think he knows he doesn't quite have the legs he used to. So he sits back there an extra second. He's looking. He's waiting. Oh, strip sack. And then the ball's out. And we say, Jalen's a turnover-prone quarterback now. Well, he's become that. And I just think it's physically, he's not the same. He's trying to do the right thing and make the play. But by the time he gets the ball out, like Sunday, that arm is hitting his arm and the ball is out. Like, I don't think any of this is intentional. I think he's trying to do the right thing, but you lose one little step in the NFL, it can change your game.
I don't know if I believe that's the case. This is one of those situations where you try to figure out what's going on. Like I said, I think Jalen is fixable. I think at a lot of times he's trying to do too much.
Yep.
I think that's what it is, more so than anything else. He feels like he has an opportunity to make a play, and you need to speed that opportunity up. You have to realize that sometimes, you know, when what Kyle say, the shadow realm, guys come out the shadow realm quick. They come out quick, and you have to get ready to football. You just have to be aware of your surroundings.
Yep.
And he's not doing that. Because to me, every time Jalen has had an egregious turnover, it's been during a moment where there needs to a big play to be made, and he's trying to make that play instead of taking what the defense gives you. So I think more so that's, I guess for a lack of a better way of saying it, that's more like ego, because you want to be the guy to be the hero.
Mm.
Think about it, Joe. The first pick that he threw, we were kind of behind the sticks a little bit.
Middle of the field against Green Bay, yep.
And the one that he threw in Atlanta, trying to be the hero because Kirk Cousins just drove the team down the field. And then you look at Sunday, and it's one of those plays where you're trying to make something happen. You're trying to get back in the game, and you're trying to heave the ball down the field. So I think everything that he's doing right now is fixable. He just needs to have a little bit more awareness about the situation that he's in.
215-592-9494. Let's hear from Ray Didinger on yesterday with the morning show. How concerned is Ray about Jalen?
I think there's genuine reason to be concerned here. And it's, as with all things and with all football teams and all football seasons, everybody tries to narrow it down to the quarterback, and it's never just the quarterback. So a lot of what's happening with this team is happening on multiple fronts. But ultimately, you know, ultimately it does come back to him in many ways. And he's just, I'm just really kind of baffled with the way he's playing right now. Because, you know, there's a part of me that says, I know he's better than this. And I keep thinking each week is going to be the week that he kind of comes out of it. But the further along we go and the deeper we get, you know, it's harder to find the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, and the evidence mounts that this is more of who he is than what we thought in 2022, unfortunately. Let's go to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. Are you concerned? Is it like you have real legitimate concern about Jalen Hurts right now? We all do. This is becoming a show movement. We'll get Kyle's take in a second. Brahim in Jacksonville. What's up, Brahim?
You see, Joe. I knew you were going to do this, man.
What am I doing?
You know, and Hugh, what's up, Hugh?
What's going on, brother?
I appreciate you, man. Hey, Joe, In 2020, you know what your problem is, man? You got caught up into the anybody but Wentz camp. And I knew that you were not really a Jalen Hurts fan. You just wanted anybody in there except for Carson Wentz. And now look what you got.
So, Brahim, your read on this is totally wrong.
Brahim,
we're going to have a good conversation. I'm glad to hear from you. It's been a while. What I don't subscribe to as a fan is I'm a Wentz guy. I'm a Hurts guy. I'm an Eagles guy, Brahim. And players deteriorate and they decline at different levels. Some guys like Tom Brady, they go for 20 years. Some guys break. Some guys fall apart. And unfortunately, for Carson, he fell apart. We all know that now, right? And Jalen Hurts, I was a fan because he was young, he was fast, he played smart. He's not that young anymore compared to the rest of the league. He's kind of young, but not that young. He's not as fast as he used to be, and he doesn't play as well. Like, I wasn't a Jalen Hurts guy. I was a Jalen Hurts over a Wentz guy. I was a Jalen Hurts guy. Guess I'm an Eagles guy. And guess what, Brahim?
Wait a second. A lesser quarterback.
Whoa. Jalen is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. Let's stop that.
Right now he is. At the time he wasn't.
At the time. Sorry. What are you talking about? At the time he was. Obviously, we all saw with our eyes. He came and he played better. In 2021, he took the team to the playoffs. He's been a better quarterback than Wentz. Forget Wentz, Brahim. The problem is, once again, unfortunately for all of us, we're watching a quarterback decline. So now I'm concerned, right? I want him to play well. And we don't have another option like we had with young Hurts here. So I don't have that button to push. But this isn't about being a Hurts guy. I want the Eagles to win. I think you do too. Go ahead.
I want the Eagles to win too, dude. But this is my point. We've seen way more bad out of Jalen Hurts than we see good. Now, in 2020, I bit the bullet. I went ahead and got on board because I was tired of fighting with my fellow Eagles fans about the quarterback. But I defended them all 2023 because I figured if I seen it once, I'm going to see it again. But the bottom line is that we have seen more bad out of Jalen Hurts than we've seen good. 2022 was an outlier. And the problem is now we do have a quarterback problem. All of the deficiencies that I didn't like when he was coming out of college are now cropping back up. And now it's 5 years into his career, and now we're stuck. We didn't pay the man $250 million. So I agree with you for once that we do have a quarterback problem, but I guarantee you this.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This you. Let Joe, let, let, let Jalen throw two more interceptions in the next two games, Joe going to be calling for Kenny Pickett.
Brahim, I might. Brahim, you got me. You got me. Now, Brahim, good hearing from you, buddy. It's a good phone
you
call,
too,
man.
Brother.
We appreciate you. Listen, if he throws two picks a game, I'm going to bench him. Like, you can't play. Wait a second.
Do that.
If he throws two picks a game for the next month. I just want to get on the record. If he turns the ball over two times a game for the next month.
You want to go with Jimmy Two Gloves?
I'll go with anyone.
Nah, I'm not there.
Wait a second. He can't play if he turns the ball over twice a game. He can't play.
I think this is fixable.
No, I agree with you.
If he throw two more picks, Joe,
Not two more picks. Two picks per game for the next month.
Okay. That might be a little harder pill to swallow.
Oh my goodness!
But we're not going to get to that point. I don't even want to speak that into existence.
Yeah, a month ago, you might have told me we weren't there, and we're here now. I mean, he turned the ball over at an incredible rate.
I feel like part of this is because we were unhealthy. I'm okay with where Jalen is. Jalen needs to be okay with where he is right now.
You're okay with this?
Well, can I finish?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What I mean is I'm okay with Jalen being average because that's where I am. I'm okay with him being average. I feel like we can win with average play from the quarterback position with the weapons that we have. I'm okay with that. He just needs to realize that right now, in this moment, that might be what he's looking at. He might be an average quarterback. And so with that being said, listen to what I'm saying now.
I'm all ears.
Do what's best for the offense. Take what the defense is giving you. Stop trying to play hero ball if that's what you're doing. Because I'm speculating. I don't know what's in Jalen's head. I don't know him well enough to know exactly what he's thinking. But put the ball in the hands of your playmakers. There were some plays yesterday, or the other day, I should say, that he left on the field that if we make those plays, we might be having a different game.
I agree.
Early in the game. So let's correct those. Let's work on that.
I hear you on that. Well, it's amazing how the bar has changed here for all of us. That like we
got to adjust, Joe. This is one of those fluid situations where you just got to adjust on the fly, man. Listen, I'm still trying to get to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what this is about. It's about New Orleans. All right, let's hear Kyle's take on this. Kyle, is this an official show movement? Are you officially concerned about Jalen Hurts?
I don't know how anybody could not be concerned with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Like, there's been a lot of talk over the last few days after that Bucs game, and just the last few weeks, I'd say, about like, oh, this is weird. Like, this is not Kellen Moore's offense. And the blame immediately goes to Nick Sirianni. At what point do we take our heads out of the sand and say, because whatever you want to say about Nick Sirianni, whatever you want to say about Kellen Moore, these are NFL coaches. What their job is, and they say this all the time, they know their job is to put their players in the best position to succeed. So maybe, just maybe, they don't think Hurts is capable of running that kind of offense, and they think the best way for him to succeed is to run whatever bastardized version of Brian Johnson, Nick Sirianni, and Kellen Moore's love child offense is. That's what it is. Like,
we are on one today.
Hugh, but even if Jalen Hurts was able to run that smoothly and not turn the ball over, like, I think things would look a lot better. Yeah. I can't name you one thing right now, because we say this about Nick Sirianni all the time. What does Jalen Hurts do well now?
Can I just say this? In my old-ass football wisdom, because I understand that analytics plays a whole big part in all of this.
And the Eagles are big on that,
And I understand that we are a throwing team. But can I just say this? Because I just feel like it needs to be said. If my quarterback is struggling, the one thing I'm not going to do is exacerbate the situation by keep making him throw the football. I'm going to run the football just until he gets comfortable. I'm going to give him throws that makes it comfortable for him. And like I said, there were some throws that he missed in that game Sunday that probably could have made it comfortable for him. But I'm going to feed the beast. Regardless, I don't care if he was 32 years old. If he can run the way that he's been running, I'm giving Saquon Barkley the ball.
So why should we have to default to that when we paid a quarterback $50 million?
Well, not just paid a quarterback. They paid two receivers.
Can I say this?
They're paying almost $500 million for the receivers and the running back.
This is what I need people to understand, Kyle, and I'm going to start with you, and I know you're about to have a fit. Just because the quarterback makes that money doesn't make him great. That's the going market for quarterbacks.
But you're right about that. But it's a problem.
It's a problem.
The Eagles, they can't build a Super Bowl team with an average $50 million
quarterback. And I totally agree with
that. It doesn't work.
But at the same time, Joe, you can't build a team if you don't have one. Guess who just got paid? And looks like he's garbage. Or let me take that back. Looks like he's not playing well because I don't want to call NFL players garbage.
Lawrence.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
And they're 0-4.
And he just got paid.
We have him. The Eagles, I'm going to go back to the Wentz thing. Once he deteriorated, they got him out of here and they drafted another quarterback. The Eagles will not live with Jalen if he's average. I'm telling, like, the rest of this year they will because they're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
But if
they're going to look for another one.
Of course they are. That's where this is going. I mean, I'm concerned. 215-592-9494. Let's go to AB in Philly. What's up, AB?
Hey, listen, let me first of all say, Joe, I'm with you. I am an Eagles uniform dude. We can talk about Jalen Hurt all we want. He's not going anywhere. But like Hugh says, you can fix his problems. But the problem is there is a cancer that is spreading in the culture of the Eagles team. The organization has a cancer in it. In order for them players to play right on offense and defense, you got to remove the cancer. The cancer started last year and is now rolling over into this year. You have to fire Sirianni, make freaking Kellen Moore your interim coach, because that's what you was going to do anyway. You have a chance to do it now. Sirianni can't be there for the rest of the season, man. I'm talking about you got players on bigging up other players. You got players bigging up. Now,
bigging you. Up. Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
You. Listen,
yes,
you.
I'm listening.
How was those Eagles-Dallas game? How was the Eagles-Dallas week when you was playing?
It was different. It was different.
What would have happened to Slay if he would have did what he did?
AB, put it like this. I'm cool with Michael Irvin, Eric Williams, and those guys now.
Yeah.
But during the course of the season, it wasn't a whole lot of conversation to be had.
Right.
It just wasn't.
I'm like, all right, on the field, yo, Dallas are our avowed enemies. But we respect, real Eagles fans respect Dallas, respect Redskins, and we respect our division. We are one of the hardest divisions. What Slay did, yo, was out of line with our avowed enemy. Come on, dog. He got to go.
I agree. They have an issue in that locker room. And
yeah,
now look, the culture stinks. And the head coach, he's in charge. AB, good phone call. The head coach is in charge of the culture. Look, when I say I want Sirianni out of here, I'm not trying to let Jalen off the hook. Jalen's got to play better.
Mm-hmm.
And just because Jalen's not playing well doesn't mean Sirianni's excused for the team just coming out flat every single week. They can't score a point in the first quarter. Their defense has no – like, there's multiple issues here. But right now, as we discussed today – Jalen Hurts. And the Slay thing, I said yesterday, and I know he responded. I don't know if he's responding to what he's seeing on social media, if he's listening to the show.
Gotta be
responding. They should take the C away. I mean, that is not captain stuff.
Oh, you said that? You said that?
I did say yesterday. I
didn't hear that.
Sirianni could win me back over if he takes the C away.
If he took the C away, yeah, that ain't probably going to happen. But I get
you.
I feel you. I feel you on that. Yeah.
That's not how a captain acts. Anyway, 215-592-94. We are. Well, we got issues. We have issues. All right. We'll get to more calls in this coming up. Are you officially concerned about Jalen Hurts? This is a safe space. The midday show is a safe space for you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a no judgment. Judgment-free zone. We can be concerned together.
Okay.
And if you're not concerned, you know, maybe we can hear that too. All right, 215-592-9494. We judge each other. We won't judge you. We'll get to some more audio from the people who have watched the film. What are they seeing about Hurts? And an interesting statistic about the Eagles' offense that definitely makes you think. We'll throw out some theories on why it is the way it is so far. 215-592-9494. We'll get to a lot of Phillies today, a few days away from the start of Red October. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.